Honey, for those thoughts.
Oh, I was thinking I'm glad we're going home, Roger. I hope this summer has given us both ample time to think this thing out.
Well, actually, darling, we have too much invested in this marriage. 10 years cannot be dispelled by one summer.
Well, that isn't exactly what I meant. Oh, let's listen to the radio, shall we?
I hope we've had an end to this sulking and...
What was that, Roger? Felt like we hit something.
Nonsense, I ran off the road.
Oh, Roger, please, slow down. Roger, listen. Sounds like a woman screaming. Oh, please, please, let's go back. I'm sure you've hit something.
I didn't hear anything, Kay. I'm sure we didn't hit anything.
This is the CBS Radio Workshop, the theater of the mind dedicated to man's imagination. Our story, Grief Drives a Black Sedan, stars Alice Frost and Lee Vines, written, produced, and directed by D. Engelbach.
Driver of black sedan, pull over, please. Driver of black sedan, pull over.
Roger, we should have gone back.
Jane, none of your hysterics now, please.
I'm sure we must...
Oh, just be quiet.
You realize how fast you were going?
Yes, officer, I was going 40 miles an hour, and that doesn't really seem like an excessive amount of speed to me.
It is in a 25-mile zone. Although you can't see it from the road, this area is quite thickly populated. There are always children about. I see your driver's license.
Hey, Tom. Look here a moment.
Okay.
Roger,
Shut up, Kay. There's nothing these state police would rather do than to stop a car with a New York state license. And I was only going 40 miles an hour.
I'm afraid it's more serious than that.
More serious than what?
Move over, please.
Say, what's all this about?
I'm taking you to the police barracks in Westport.
What have we done, officer?
That's for you to tell me, madam. You see, your front left fender is dented.
Is that a crime in this state?
We'll have to find out. You see, around that dent is blood.
Captain would like to see you in his office.
May I come along, Roger?
No, darling, you stay out of this. I'll find out what this is all about.
Roger,
stay out of this. I'll be back in a moment.
Sit down, please. You are Roger Wickens, 25 Park Plaza Road, New York City.
Yes, I am. What's this all about?
I'm returning your driver's license and your car registration. We've checked the New York police. You've not had any previous accident record. What happened tonight, Mr. Wickens?
What do you mean, what happened? I drove up here from New York City to take my wife home. She's been summering up here, and that's all there is to it. And I want you to stop treating me like a criminal. I was driving down Cross Highway when the police stopped me for driving 40 miles an hour.
Excuse me. Yes. Yeah. Well, keep checking. Check every hospital within 25 miles. When you finish that, check all the doctor's residents in the vicinity. Send someone to retrace Cross Highway. Yes. Well, I think you'll find somewhere... not too far from where the Wickens' car was stopped, some blood stains and possible pieces of glass. Report back as soon as possible. Get who? Oh, Doc's out there. We'll send him in.
Captain, what about this? Are we under arrest?
Well, there are two ways we can do this. We can technically arrest you for driving 40 miles an hour in a 25-mile zone. Or of your own volition, you can wait until all these things check out. Look, I think you're in trouble. I think you've hit somebody and run away from the accident.
Of all the stupid things that I've ever heard of, I've...
Hello. Hello, Captain. Okay, what is it? Oh, excuse me.
Hello, Doc. Well, what will it be, Mr. Wickens?
I'll wait. What about my wife?
Oh, she'd better wait, too.
He seems rather touchy.
Yeah. Doc, why don't you take some blood samples, run them through the lab, report back to me as soon as you can. I believe this is a case of hit and run. I want to have all my facts.
Another no-cooperation guy, huh?
That's right, Doc. They never learn, do they?
Cigarette?
Thanks, Tony. Roger, did you tell them?
Tell them what?
Oh, please, darling. Remember when we ran off the road, I told you I thought I heard a woman scream.